It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new color code for coronavirus. It has five levels, green, blue, yellow, orange, and red, that tell you how well your county is doing at controlling the virus. Governor Polis says the color-coded dial is supposed to help Coloradans understand their situation.
It's a dial that gives real-time data on a county-by-county basis. It's a visual representation.
Counties move between levels based on the number of new cases, the positivity rate of COVID tests, and hospitalizations. In the U.S. House, Republicans are looking ahead to 2021. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says House Republicans' governing document called the Commitment to America brings a message of restoring, rebuilding, and renewing, which, quote, provides a path forward to further greatness and unleashing our citizens' full potential. The document focuses on bringing back the pre-pandemic economy. It talks about tripling rapid COVID-19 testing, developing and distributing a vaccine, and modernizing infrastructure. But while the plan is heavy on politics, it's light on actual policy details. It doesn't mention repealing the Affordable Care Act or address the country's soaring deficit. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Former students of ITT Tech will get debt relief. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 47 attorneys general and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in a nationwide lawsuit against the school. It pressured students into accepting high-interest loans. Weiser says his office secured $4.3 million to be distributed to former students. The Denver Nuggets are on their way to the NBA Western Conference Finals after another come-from-behind playoff series win against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Nuggets won Game 7 in that series Tuesday, 104-89. They face the L.A. Lakers for the conference title in a series that begins Friday.